Now we have some very interesting laws given here that have to do with actually the building code. When thou buildest a new house, then thou shalt make a battlement for thy roof, that thou bring not blood upon thine house, if any man fall from thence. Now, suppose a man built a house, and he said, well, I don't have enough money to put a railing around the steps that lead up to it and around the roof. The roof, you see, in that day was the front porch, the patio, the lanai, whatever you want to call it. That's where the family went to sit in the cool of the evening. That's where they retired. They had no front porch. They had no patio in the rear. So it was up on the roof. Now, God says you're to protect that. You put a railing around it, protect the little children, and protect folk at night. They might step off. We've just in recent years have had a building code that protects people, you know. God is not as much of an old-timer as a great many people seem to think he is. He had a concern. Think of that. God had a concern about the way you build your house, friends. He's interested in it. Why? Because he wants that home dedicated to him, and he wants it to be a safe place. Are children safe in your home? You have a railing around it? Do you protect them from the things of this world today? How many parents have seen the young man, the young woman? And I've talked with so many parents like this. They packed up and they went off and they don't even know where they are today, out with some hippie crowd living in one of these communals. How tragic it is in this hour in which we live to see that. The railing is not there today. It should be there. Now notice this. Here he says, verse 9, thou shalt not sow thy vineyard with divers seeds, lest the fruit of thy seed which thou hast sown and the fruit of thy vineyard be defiled. No mixture of seeds, you see. And then verse 10, thou shalt not plow with an ox and an ass together. Now, friends, this is, to me, I think, a humorous thing that God's making here. I was over in that land. In fact, I've got a slide that I made. I don't know just where it is, but I took a picture of an Arab over there plowing with an ox and with an ass. They do it over there even today. God says, don't plow that way. Somebody said, well, what's wrong with that? Well, an ox is an ox and an ass is an ass, and they don't go together. They don't work together. They don't walk together. They are not alike. They're different, by the way. That's the reason that there's some folk ought not to get married. I've seen several marriages, in fact, quite a few, where it was the marriage of an ox and an ass. Some Christian girl married some unsaved fella, and that's what it is. That's the picture. Now, will you notice, verse 11, thou shalt not wear a garment of divers sorts, as of woolen and linen together. Well, you know what happens. You wash the garment, and the wool will shrink up, and the linen will expand. And then what do you got? You got problems on your hands. Thou shalt make thee fringes upon the four corners of thy vesture, wherewith thou coverest thyself. And that generally was blue. It was blue on the high priest's garment. That means that that fringe down at the bottom that touches the earth is to have a heavenly color, by the way. And that's when heaven touches earth. And the child of God can get great spiritual lessons here. We need to be very careful about sowing these divers seeds. There are those that tell me today that the thing to do is to go into the nightclubs and go with the world and drink cocktails with them, and that's the way you'll reach them. I have news for you. You won't reach them. I've never heard anybody being reached like that. If you know of somebody, let me know, because it would be the first one I've heard of. And then the garment here, the wool and the linen should not be mixed together. You can't mix with the world, friends. Just impossible.